Trot's Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and for a reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
Hi there, welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Redd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The weather's heating up and so is the action out on the track.
Some warm, gusty conditions, that's for sure. Now, we've got the New South Wales representatives announced for the upcoming driving championships.
Yes, we sure do. And young driver Chris Geary had his best season to date last season, and he's certainly starting this one the right way. Chris will be representing New South Wales in both of the upcoming driving championships. So the first one, Simon, is the Australia's Drivers' Championship, and that will take place in Tasmania on October 28th, so the end of next month. Unfortunately, it's the same night as the New South Wales Awards night, and Chris was in line to receive an award, but unfortunately, he'll be representing the state interstate instead. But joining Chris for that championship will be Amanda Turnbull. So for that, the Australian Drivers' Championship, they take the leading male driver from last season and the leading female driver for the state. So Amanda Turnbull, she won the state title and Chris was second. So that's hence why those two drivers are selected for that championship. The second driving championship Chris will be a part of is the Australasian Young Drivers Championship. So it's a lot to kind of remember. But this championship will take place in Brisbane. So that will take place in December, just after the Inter-Dominion. And Chris will be joined by Toddy McCarthy for that series. And the reason why Todd's heading back is because he was the defending champion of that series. He won it last year over in Perth. And Simon, Todd's win in that championship made it just the third win New South Wales has had since the championship began in 1976. So hopefully Todd or Chris can keep the win with New South Wales at the end of the year.
Gee, we don't have a very good strike rate.
Yeah, no, we don't, do we? So, three. Peter Morris was the first one. He won it in 1976. And I know Trevor Munday won one, I think it was 2003 maybe from memory, and that's totally off the top of my head. But, so it was nice for Toddy to win it last year, and, yeah, hopefully Chris or Todd can keep the ball rolling.
It's probably the Victorians that have the most success, is it?
Yeah, it's actually quite even across the board, actually, so quite surprising. You know, there's so many factors that get determined throughout the series. You know, barrier draws, the horses you drive all take part. So, yeah, it's not just your ability that gets you across the line. There's other factors that are involved as well.
Yeah, like anything in this game, you need lady luck smiling upon you as well, don't you?
You sure do.
Now, new mum Lauren Tritton is back in the winner's circle.
Yeah, well, talking about lady luck, Lauren Tritton, she hasn't wasted any time doing what she does best, and that's driving winners. She gave birth to her son Levi just over a month ago, and last week was her official start back, and she drove a double at Penrith last Thursday night, and she drove a double again yesterday at Tabcorp Park Menangle. So she's certainly found the winning form back.
And Team Tritton have had a couple of their performers step out at the trials.
Yeah, they sure did. So it looks like things are really starting to heat up for that team now with Lauren back in the sulky. They had a few horses trialing yesterday. They won two of the trials, and one of those horses was Yaya's Hotspot. He won his trial quite easily, ran 154.5, and he's been nominated for the upcoming Inter-Dominion in Perth. So it won't be long till we see him starting to race. The other horse of the Tritons that trialed yesterday at Menangle was Angel in White. She stopped the clock in her trial. She went 153.7, and that's 3 seconds faster than any winning time she's had. So she looks like she's got a pretty good season ahead of her. Of course, Angel in White, she raced in the New South Wales and Victoria Oaks last season. She's part-owned by race caller Anthony Manton. So, yeah, it looks like they're going to have a bit of fun with this mare this season, considering she's improved seconds already.
So to go 3 seconds better than you've ever gone, that, to my ear, sounds like a fair bit.
Yeah, it sure is. So with this horse, they brought her over from New Zealand and threw her straight into those big major races, the New South Wales and Victoria Oaks, straight away. So, you know, obviously the time out in the paddock has done her the world of good. You know, would have, you know, coming over from New Zealand is a big adjustment for some horses, particularly with the weather, and also particularly for a three-year-old filly. So now she's had that bit of time off, time to grow. She's a four-year-old. Certainly looks like she's improved with that break.
Righto, good luck to Anthony Manton there with Angel in White going forward. The tab fixed odds have been released for the Victoria Cup. Lenny the Shark has gone up at $3.60, My Field Marshal at $5, Chicago Bull at $7, and Tiger Tara on the fourth line there at $9.
Yeah, so the market's open this week for the Victoria Cup. The Victoria Cup this year is being run earlier, so it'll be run next month. It's only a month away. And I was reading a story, the favourite, Lenny the Shark, is set to trial at Shepparton early next week. So we'll get an indication of how Lenny is going. But from reports from David Aiken, they're all positive, and he said he's rapt with the way Lenny has come up this preparation, and he looks terrific. The horse always looks terrific too, Simon. Mm. But another horse in the market is a new one to Sydney's racing, and that's Galactic Star. He's currently $14 a win and $4.25 the place with Tab Fixed Odds for this race, and he had his first start in Sydney for Craig Cross on Saturday night at Tabcorp Park Menangle, and is very impressive. He won the Group 3, and it looked like he one with plenty left in the tank, and he ran a bit of time for the 2300 metre distance as well, so that might be a horse to keep in mind at value so at this early stage in the Victoria Cup market.
This week at Tabcorp Park Menangle, the feature race is the Garrard's Horse and Hound Group 3, where My Field Marshal is the favourite. Even money here, $2 for My Field Marshal. And Messini, your next best at $5.50. He should be winning this, My Field Marshal, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he has to overcome the wide draw. He's number 12, but will come out of barrier 10 with the removal of the emergencies. But you would expect him to go well again. I thought he was very brave in defeat, first up from a spell a fortnight ago at Menangle. He was only beaten by a whisker, and they went 151 and change. So that should tighten him up quite nicely. He just has to overcome that wide draw. But he is a sit sprint type too, so hopefully the speed will be on early. The other horse you just mentioned, Messini, he's an interesting runner. He's from Victoria. He's two has only had the one start back from a spell. He finished fourth in the Breeders' Crown Graduate Free-for-All at Melton. So he's going to be better for that run. So it'll be interesting to see how he travels up. But look, the value for me this week in the race will be is Condigan again. I think he's a great each-way bet. He's $26 a win, $6.55 the place. So even if you back him for a place, I think he's a strong chance in this race. He's a sprint type as well, Simon, and the speed should be on early. You know, you have Better Bet Black drawn in barrier 5. He's an all-black stride in 7, and they're both known for their early speed. So I think the speed will just put him into the race. And, yeah, $6.55 the place. I think it's a really good value for that race.
He's been good to us in recent weeks.
He sure has. He's won two of his last four starts. And his last start, I think he ran fourth, and he was really unlucky. He didn't get out until late. It was a lot better than what it might first appear on paper. So, yeah, don't be put off by that latest effort.
Right, Amanda, anything else for us on the news front before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it. At Menangle on Saturday night as well, there's also the inaugural Kevin and KC Moore Evolution Series final for the three-year-olds. And that looks like a good race. We've got Uncle Ryan and Madame Leza going head-to-head for the third time in a row now. That looks set to be a really good race. It's a $20,000 final, and they've had $10,000 heats throughout the state. So, looking forward to that one as well.
Good to talk to you, Amanda. Thanks very much for your time, and enjoy the week ahead.
It's a pleasure, as always. Thanks, Simon.